Well, it has been an interesting 48 hours for the Lakers, to say the least, between the trade rumors, the 42-point loss at Indianapolis, and then the buzzer beater last night, scorched earth policy by LaVar Ball, saying that Lonzo's teammates and coaches are bad, the trade deadline. It's just unbelievable. Here to kind of set us straight and see where the Lakers go from here, John Ireland, friend of the program and longtime radio voice of the Lakers. John, how you been?
Hey, John.
Craig, I'm excellent. How have you been?
Very good. Very good. The last time we spoke to you, you were just kind of getting excited that you were going to have LaVar and Lonzo Ball in your life, both as a play-by-play man and a radio talk show host in Los Angeles. Since then, you've gotten LeBron James, and since then, you've had this amazing 48 hours that we just talked about before you came on. The job's got to be fun, huh?
Never a dull moment. You know, if there's one thing about working for the Lakers, is you will never be short on drama. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but it's never boring. I've been affiliated one way or another with the Lakers for 21 years, and it has never, ever been boring.
Well, last night's game was really a classic. Didn't think it was going to be. Thought it was the Celtics up by 18. Looked like they should have been up by more, actually. But I'll tell you what, John, man, it's tough to defend 19 catch and shoot threes. I mean, I know they made a franchise record 22. I thought actually the D on a lot of those was okay. But my God, in the third quarter, I think it was 9 of 11. And how about the fourth quarter when it looked like the Celtics were going to pull away again? First 6 minutes, Lakers score six. Last six, they score 24. An unbelievable turnaround.
And, guys, they've never shot from three like that. And I have to look up what they finished from the free throw line, but it was awful.
7 of 19, I believe.
Yeah. 7 of 19 is that what it finished out as? I mean, and I'm pretty sure the Celtics were 20 for 20.
They were
from the free throw line.
They were.
So everything had to go right in order for the Lakers to win that game. And you talked about the 3-point shooting. I mean, as a group, we rank in the bottom five of three-point shooting teams in the league. At the trade deadline, the guys we went out and got, Reggie Bullock and Mike Muscala, went after those guys because they can shoot threes. But neither one of them were in uniform last night. Mm. So it was a combination of everybody getting hot on the same night. Mm. And then really some, lucky bounces that landed up in the lap of Rondo. And it was a little surreal. Kevin Garnett was sitting under the basket in a Rondo Celtics jersey.
Yeah.
And Rondo buries that right in front of him to win it. And if the ball doesn't bounce right to him, I'm not so sure the Lakers even get a shot off.
Yeah.
So we lost a game earlier in the season in Sacramento in which we never trailed the entire game. And Bogdan Bogdanovic hit a three-pointer and at the buzzer when Tyson Chandler was right in his face.
Yeah.
And we didn't deserve to lose that game, and we did. And last night, I think you could argue we probably didn't deserve to win, especially with the free throw shooting. But we did, thanks to that shot by Rondo and what I think was a lucky bounce. So I'll take some of my Irish luck into the Boston Garden and steal it from the leprechaun. We'll take it.
John Ireland is with us, the voice of the Lakers with Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN. All right, let's talk about the NBA trade deadline that came and went while the team's getting ready for this game. Everybody's looking around. Who knows who's going to be traded? Anthony Davis, the deal that was reported that Magic Johnson offered, was it too much, or do you do anything you have to do to get Anthony Davis and then deal with the rest of it afterward?
Well, here's one thing I'll say, Craig. I don't know if what was reported is actually what was offered. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw four different reports of things that were offered. Magic Johnson is on his way here. We just landed in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And Magic is flying here, and he's going to talk to the guys that, survived the trade deadline and tell them exactly what happened.
That's a good way to put it.
Which I think is a smart move.
Yeah.
And he's already said he's going to open the floor for questions and let these guys ask anything they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I my guess is what he's going to tell them is, look, it's a business. Most of you are going to get traded at some point in your career.
Mm.
You're not traded now. We have 27 games left. This is your chance to audition to keep us from trading you in the future.
Mm.
And let's see how that goes. But again, that goes back to my first comment about drama.
Yeah.
Craig, I don't know if it's too much or not, but you know, we're not allowed to, if you work for the team, you're not allowed to talk about players on other teams specifically.
Mm-hmm.
But I think as they try and find another star to play with LeBron, you're going to hear all sorts of rumored trades. Some of those reports will be accurate, and some will be completely made up. I mean, there was one report early in this thing that the Pelicans were not even speaking to the Lakers,
yeah.
that they wouldn't even pick up the phone. And the next hour I saw that they had discussed five different proposals. So, you know, believe it or not, they don't let the radio play-by-play guy in on their negotiations. Yeah. I think it's an outrage.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure what was offered and how bad it ever got. Mm-hmm. But I think until they find another star to play with LeBron, you're going to have those rumors, you know, almost nonstop.
Yeah.
What's the team's attitude, John, towards LeBron James, in your opinion, right now? I mean, last night everybody looked great, but, I mean, he's still – do we read too much into it when we see the last couple of games that he's sitting, you know, four seats away from everybody else? Is there anything to that at all?
I didn't think so. I just thought it was a picture.
Yeah.
But I'm around him all the time, and, you know, I think they all know LeBron's the best player in the world, and he's got a four-year deal. This is year one. And the expectation is that this team is going to go into the playoffs and not just make them, but make a run. And if they're losing, and right now we're 28 and 27, I think all bets are off. But if you're asking me, and I think that this is what you're asking me, if there are chemistry issues.
Yeah.
If you would ask me after the game Tuesday night in Indiana when we lost by 42, they seem pretty obvious. Last night in Boston, they beat a team that had won 13 of 14 in that building since Christmas. And it seemed like a gigantic mismatch. And they played great. So, you know, and I assume one of the next questions you're going to ask me is, what is the status of Luke Walton? Because everybody asked that.
Yeah.
There's nothing that Luke and these guys that are on the team can't win their way out of. If they go on a run, if they win, if they make the playoffs, which I think are likely now because the Clippers basically tanked their season by trading away all their best players, if the Lakers get in and make a little bit of run, I think that everybody can win their way onto the team, but they got to win.
John, let me ask you this question. It's tough. You answer it however you have to answer it. Understanding you work for Magic Johnson and the Lakers, but I talked about on the show yesterday how he said, look, I'm going to get a couple of max superstars in here. We're going to make a run at it. And if I don't, I'm going to resign. And he's gotten LeBron, got to give him credit for that. But Kawhi Leonard, who wanted to play there, Paul George, who wanted to play there. I don't know what's going to happen with Anthony Davis. What if Magic whiffs just because of circumstances? What about the future for him, I guess, is what I'm really asking you beyond this summer.
Well, I'm optimistic that something good's going to happen this summer. I just don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So I guess my answer to you, Craig, would be we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But the Lakers are a pretty desirable franchise. They've got tons of room in cap space. And let's see what Magic comes up with. I think that if he can you know, have a summer similar to what he had last summer, then he'll be fine, and this isn't even a question. But I guess the way I would answer it is stay tuned, because something's going to happen, and we're going to find out what it is. But as somebody in Sports Illustrated wrote once, the Lakers with max cap space is something that is really dangerous for the rest of the league. And I guess I kind of agree with that, you know, if you have the best player in the world and you have the best city to live in and you have a lot of cap space, you should be able to come up with something good. So let's see what they come up with.
John, any future deal involving Lonzo Ball, if Delusional Dad is involved, is it possible that Delusional Dad could force other GMs to say, no, I'm not doing any deal if this guy's coming along to my city. I don't want to deal with it. I want nothing to do with it. I know it's baggage. I know it should be separated. But do you think LeVar Ball could have an impact on any potential trade involving Lonzo Ball?
I don't, but I could be wrong, and here's what I mean by that. Lonzo is, and I know this sounds weird, guys, Lonzo is like the opposite of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His teammates love him. He doesn't say much. He's pretty quiet. He's very good when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, right now he's not healthy, but he's very good. And, you know, I don't hold the sins of the father, you know, against the son, and I know that the Lakers don't either. In kind of a weird set of set of circumstances, if there's somebody that knows anything about a dad who talks a lot, it's Luke Walton. You know, Bill never shuts up. So Luke and Lonzo just kind of look at each other, and Luke will say, "Hey, are we good?" And Lonzo says, "Yeah, of course, coach."
Yeah.
And they just keep going. Now, that doesn't answer your question if it would keep other teams from acquiring Lonzo. I don't know. But there, he's very well liked here. And if he's healthy, he's actually really good for us. He moves the ball. He increases the pace. He's better than people give him credit for defensively. Mm-hmm. And I think the Lakers would love to keep him. The one thing Lonzo needs to figure out is he's a really bad free throw shooter.
Yep.
I think he shoots 41%, yep. Mm-hmm. Which is ridiculous for a point guard. But if he can figure that out, he can be a real asset in this league. But to answer your original question, the Lakers pay no attention to LeVar. LeVar literally could say anything he wants, and the Lakers would just ignore it.
Wow.
They deal specifically with Lonzo, and they like Lonzo. They have nothing against him, and they don't hold his dad against him.
Yeah, because LeVar sure went scorched earth on Undisputed yesterday, and we both sat here on the radio. We're like, gosh, what's it going to be like for Lonzo to walk into the locker room that day? And you're saying it's really no big deal then.
It's not, Craig, not only am I saying it's no big deal, I'm saying it's no deal at all.
Hmm.
People that, like maybe somebody will rib Lonzo about it and you know, give him a hard time, but the Lakers pay no attention to it.
Wow.
Do you think Lonzo in private goes up to his dad at all and says, "Please, you are beyond embarrassing me. I'm not better than LeBron James. Yes, it does matter that I make free throws. You can try to speak into existence that I'm going to go to Phoenix all you want. It ain't going to happen." I mean, I got to imagine, John, there's got to be some private time there where Lonzo says, "Please, can you just be a dad and not humiliate me?"
Have you guys met LeVar?
I have
Lonzo
not.
Could say,
yeah.
Lonzo could say that. It would make no difference to LeVar. Had.
Well, isn't that sad, though? Isn't that sad that a son can't talk to his father that way?
LeVar is Don King reincarnated.
Yeah.
He's a boxing promoter, carnival barker. Lonzo could beg him to be quiet, and LeVar would say, "Nobody tells me what to do." He may try and say that, but it's not going to work. I think he probably gave up a long time ago.
No doubt.
All right, so, John, before LeBron's injury, Lakers were actually playing pretty well, and if last night is any indication, they can play well with this bunch. Do you think Magic Johnson like this team as presently constructed, or do we go buyout candidates like, you know where I'm going here, Carmelo Anthony? They're always. Do you think Carmelo Anthony is a Laker before the year is over?
I don't, but, I'm not in charge of those decisions. Here's a name for you guys to keep an eye on, because after the trade deadline yesterday, we have one roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
Markieff Morris got mm-hmm. released, mm-hmm. and Markieff Morris is the type of player that fits our system. He's a stretch. He can shoot threes. He defends. He's physical. If Markieff Morris wanted to come here and was healthy, I think that's a possible name for us, but I haven't heard that Carmelo's coming. I know other people have reported that the Lakers are considering it. He's obviously very good friends with LeBron, but I, for one, just my personal opinion, I'd be surprised.
Last question from me, John. Will Luke Walton be a scapegoat? Will he get fired, say the Lakers, go 500 down the stretch and finish 9th or 10th, miss the playoffs? Does Luke Walton come back next year, your opinion?
It's a good question, and I'll pivot back to what I told you earlier, not to sound like a broken record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing he can't win his way out of. I think if they win and they make the playoffs and they make a run in the playoffs, that he's probably back next year.
Yeah.
But if they don't win, all bets are off. Magic has made that perfectly clear to everybody that we're not messing around here. We need to win. We need to move in the winning direction. And so that's what to monitor. If the scenario you laid out comes true, I think Luke would be in trouble, but he doesn't think that way, and I think he thinks if he can get Lonzo back, if they can play like they did last night, he can win his way into keeping the gig, and that's what he's focused on.
Well, John, our audience always likes it when you come on, and you guys are ground zero of the NBA right now, so thank you for your appearance today. Enjoy your stay in Philadelphia this weekend, and tell Mason I said hello as well. It's always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, John.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me on. Have a good show.
All right, thank you. That is John Ireland, the radio play-by-play voice of the Los Angeles Lakers.